Chapter 10.
What the fuck did you think you were doing?
They're in the green room, down a corridor off the main soundstage, and the people out in the corridor, the family Benz, the family McDonald, Becky, Morgan, and Chris, all being kept at a distance from the door by a knot of clipboards and headsets, can hear the muffled roar.
This is my show! My fucking show, you little cocksucker! And stand up when I'm fucking talking to you!
They're off air for 2 hours, during which time America will be voting, the lines closing just 20 minutes before they're due to go back on. Jesus, sweating, wrung out, man, how did Bruce do that shit every night on a 40-day tour, is stretched out on the floor, as is his custom. Gary McDonald sits on the edge of a chair, looking down, nervously twisting a plastic Evian bottle in his hands. Sam Jansen and Trellick hang back while Stelfox rants.
Oh, calm down, man, Jesus says. What's the big deal? We kicked ass, and people felt it.
Stelfox somehow resists the urge to run forward and boot Jesus full force in the face. Jansen shakes her head.
By performing an unauthorized duet and giving yourselves an unfair advantage over another contestant, you violated the terms of your contract, and we are perfectly entitled to disqualify you from the show, no matter what the public vote says.
Oh, shit, man, Gary says. I knew it.
Are you fucking insane?
Stelfox says. It takes everyone a moment to realize he is talking to Jansen.
Kick them both off?
We've got the final next week, you retarded fucking bitch.
What's that going to be? A 5-minute show where we tell everyone, hey, here's Jennifer Benz. She's the winner. Thank you and good fucking night.
Use your fucking so-called Ivy League brain.
Hey, Jesus says, there's no need to speak to her like that, man.
Listen to me, you fucking piece of shit,
Stelfox says, turning on Jesus now. Here's what's going to happen. Lardass here, he indicates Gary, is finished. Out. Tonight. We're going to say he chose to run on during your number, and what could you do? Nothing.
Bullshit, Jesus says. All my idea.
I don't give a fuck. He carries the can and goes home tonight, and you go into the final with Jennifer next week with a big fucking smile on your face. Play ball or you're finished. I'll make sure no record company ever signs you, and the only TV appearance you'll ever make again will be when your fucking suicide is on the news.
Jesus laughs. You'll never work in this town again?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Nah, Jesus says.
What?
Nope. That... Gary, can I get a sip of that water, man?
Thanks.
Ain't gonna work. What else you got?
Stelfox and Trellick look at him, sitting up on the floor now, cross-legged, sipping Evian.
Well, how about this?
Trellick says. We sue you for breach of contract for every single penny of that hotel bill, which is now into 6 figures, by the way, for damages to the show if the final is affected in any way whatsoever, for loss of advertising revenue.
We're talking about tens of millions of fucking dollars here, you low-life indie cocksucker,
Stelfox cuts in.
And that's just...
Okay, Jesus shrugs. Do what you need to do. Sue him, Stelfox and Trellick are both thinking. For what? A collection of vintage T-shirts?
Unauthorized excessive hotel charges,
Trellick continues.
Fraudulent hotel charges, which the show refuses to pay. The hotel sues you and you go to jail, my friend.
So I go to jail. Fine. Stelfox feels his shoulders give. He sits down, rubbing his temples. How to negotiate with someone who will not be intimidated, who simply does not care. There is a sharp knocking at the door.
Come,
Stelfox shouts. The door opens, hubbub outside audible, Benz's father shouting,
this is outrageous!
An assistant producer, Jamie, enters, holding some papers. We're getting record calls. Phone lines are melting down.
What's it looking like?
Stelfox asks.
It's looking like, who the fuck is Jennifer Benz?
The boys here are coasting it, SS.
Fuck!
Stelfox screams. He had it all planned.
her number one single, the Christmas album. Jennifer, soft focus and Santa hat on the cover. A little cleavage. Silence in the green room for a moment. Then Stelfox runs his hands through his hair, takes a deep breath, looks at his watch and says, "Right, here's what's going to happen when we go back on."